A new virus that claimed at least two lives in China has now been detected in Japan, and that has infectious disease specialists on high alert.
So what do we know about this virus? Well, it is understood to be a new strain of coronavirus not previously identified in humans.
The outbreak of a new viral pneumonia in China is on the move.
Chinese tourist in France has died of coronavirus. They are the first fatality in Europe.
This now makes the first coronavirus death confirmed in the U.S.
Europe's open borders are closing.
New York's governor today telling non-essential businesses in his state to reduce their workforce to zero.
India has announced it is banning all domestic flights from midnight.
More lockdowns and restrictions are coming into force as countries try to limit the spread of COVID-19.
Nationwide, at least 64,000 schools are closed, impacting more than 30 million students.
The death toll from the outbreak of coronavirus in Italy has surged by 919 in a single day. That is the highest daily increase recorded anywhere.
I've been following the COVID-19 coverage for a while, and its spread across the globe has been rapid. But no matter if you have been watching and reading everything for months, or were originally oblivious, the impact of the coronavirus, COVID-19, it's inescapable right now if you're a sports fan.
Developing overnight, what a scene in Oklahoma City. The NBA suspended its season after a player on the Utah Jazz tested positive for coronavirus.
For the first time in all of their histories, the NBA, Major League Baseball, soccer, and the NHL suspending their seasons.
Well, India's cricket, Premier League, and the start of the Formula One season have also been suspended.
We're obviously incredibly disappointed to suspend the PGA Tour season.
The Premier League, the EFL, and Barclays FA Women's Super League, and also the FA Women's Championship, have all collectively agreed now to postpone the professional game in England.
The 2020 Olympic Games will be postponed for a year because of the coronavirus pandemic.
Now, the impact on sports is no question trivial in comparison to the impact it's having on our families, our communities, and our economy. But the sports that we hold so close have been impacted. The sub-economies that are fueled by the sports industry and the characters we love to cheer for. I'm Donovan Bennett, host, staff writer, and podcaster at Sportsnet.
And I'm Richard Deitch, one of the co-hosts of Writer's Block on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. We're the host of Sports on Pause, a new podcast by Sportsnet. What is Sports on Pause? It's a bi-weekly podcast where we'll be examining the nexus between sports and the coronavirus, featuring stories from around the world. We're not medical experts, nor will we try to be, but what we will do is ask smart questions that shine a light on things the general public maybe hasn't thought about to help better inform listeners. Our goal with this podcast is to give you a deeper dive analyzing issues and stories around COVID-19, as well as informative links and stories that will educate you on this virus.
Sports on Pause drops Mondays and Fridays for a podcast that talks to everyone from athletes to reporters, health professionals, and politicians on how COVID-19 impacts the sports world and vice versa. Make sure to subscribe at Apple and Google Podcasts, and you can stream it at sportsnet.ca/podcasts.